One of the obvious aspects of this event is how few people here seem to be using social technologies to share their thoughts unbidden. We're, you know, people seem happy to talk when we approach them, but not many people are actually involved in it. Whereas Alyssa Gilmore, who works at SunGard, you're tweeting, aren't you, Alyssa?
I am. I'm tweeting right now, actually.
And you've been tweeting for a while, because I've seen your tweets appear on the front page of the SunGard website before now. How do you use Twitter in within SunGard?
Well, I use Twitter to stay in touch with all of our industry analysts. I'm responsible for analyst relations. And more, the industry analysts are getting onto Twitter, posting what they're doing and reading about what we're doing.
That's great. So it was just a kind of, okay, that's where they are, we need to be there. That seems to be the bit of the equation that's missing, that a lot of people are looking for the obvious return and not understanding that if there's a community of people operating in a space and you want to talk to them, then you go there rather than forcing them to come to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And it really seemed like a no-brainer with this community. I mean, these are folks that love to talk, love to put their words out there. They're blogging, they're all over the place. So Twitter was just a natural extension of that.
Now, you were saying that there are other social platforms that seem kind of less obviously geared to what you're doing. LinkedIn, for example.
Yeah, I'm finding more and more that some of the analysts are getting on LinkedIn, sending me invitations to join up, joining groups that then I can also join, so I can get a better sense of what their interests are and then contact them completely outside of having anything to, you know, sell them and say, hey, I noticed that you joined this group. Why did you do that? What interests you there? So it gives me a whole other platform around which to have a personal relationship with these people.
But I guess Twitter works best because it's open, and that especially given that the buzzword here today is transparency, that everybody's going, oh, transparency, transparency. That Twitter's great because it's a completely democratized platform. You know, that it's you curate your own space within it, but everyone has an equal voice.
Absolutely, and you know, it's interesting because it is sort of the great equalizer. There's no I'm SunGard, they're an analyst. We're just a couple people Twittering. And it makes it just so easy to open up a conversation.
Do you think that is a difficult thing for people whose take on marketing is very much a kind of, they're used to having a channel to broadcast at, they're not familiar with that kind of the sort of two-way parity that a social network platform like that offers? Do you think people are scared by that?
I think it is scary for traditional marketers to understand that they're going to get immediate feedback to what they're putting out there and that they're going to have to cope with that. And it may require an immediate response that they're not prepared to give. I mean, this is not a direct mail environment anymore. You can't just send something out there and let it go into the circular file. What you put out there in real time is going to come back and potentially bite you, and you have to be prepared for that.
Alyssa, it's great talking to you. It's obvious that you're experienced in this, that you've learned as you go along with social technologies. It's great that there are people like you working in this field, and I hope that SunGard kind of allow you to go out and train everyone else in how it works. Great, thank you.